From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The fresh produce business has shown some resilience in response to pandemic-related swings in demand. That's according to University of California Davis Assistant Professor Kristen Kiesel, who says the pandemic caused astonishing disruptions to the produce business, especially as sales to restaurants and other institutions mostly evaporated. She says the overall produce business is now operating at about 20% below pre-pandemic projections. Wholesome Meats, a Texas-based regenerative ag brand offering nutritious premium ground beef, is taking on the fake meat industry. Launched on National Cheeseburger Day, September 18th, the premium beef company is partnering with several local restaurants and grocers to highlight its good-for-you and good-for-the-planet meat. Wholesome Meats uses regenerative farming, a holistic approach to food and farming systems, rebuilding and enhancing the soil's health by restoring its carbon content, which improves productivity at the farm and heals the planet. Go to GetWholesome.com for more. Organic is on fire. That's the latest from Wenatchee-based Stamilk Growers Marketing Director Roger Pepperell about organic apples out of Washington State. Pepperell tells ThePacker.com, we are now seeing retailers hit 15 to 20% in organic apple sales. This takes strategy and attention, but the business is there for retailers who seek it. He says Stamilk is ready for further increases in demand, having first gotten into the organics more than 30 years ago. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.